this is all American, pretty well American, but I have chicken dye.
Oh, there are all kinds of, it's all
oh,
beautiful.
There are all kinds. It really seemed like the old time. My favorite furniture is early American. And I like 18th century.
Oh, I like it all.
I do too. But that's all kind of have, 18th century and early American, so I really like it.
If you had a piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in, I think you do, has drawers in it where you put your clothes, what would you call that?
Well, I have a triple dresser and a chest of drawers.
Right,
and I have a poster bed. I told you I had a Chippendale sofa in the living room. It's a Duncan Fine. And that's 18th century.
I like that furniture in there. That's beautiful. I don't know if you have any in here, and I don't think so. But if you had something in that window that you pull down to keep the
I don't pull them down except, you know, at night, because I like a drapes bag, tied bag, and plenty of light in. I don't like dark rooms.
No, me neither.
Not in daytime.
If you had a little room off the bedroom where you hang your clothes, what would you call that? Where you have your clothes
on? Oh, closet.
Closet. Would you make any distinction between that?
Well, yes, I didn't have any closet in those houses, though. We hung them behind the door.
Hung them behind the door?
On the wall. I need to run in closet a long time ago.
Did you ever have anything that was a portable kind of closet? One piece of furniture that you hung your clothes in? Or have you ever heard of that?
No,
I know we used to have something like that. It was portable, but we hung our clothes in.
Well, I just have one rod across the closet and hang the clothes on that. And a shoe holder, something like that. Mm-hmm. And one shelf for old-fashioned quilts. I still have several old-fashioned quilts.
Oh, we still got that one you gave us.
That helped me make. Oh, yeah. Some I made when I was 16, so they're quite old.
What term would you use to talk about that space between the ceiling here and the roof of your house? The area right under the roof, between the ceiling and the roof, what would you call that?
Well, we call it the attic.
Attic. Mm-hmm. Did you have that in the old house, or did you have an attic in the old house or not? Or was it just space?
We just had in that old house, my grandmother's old house, we lived with her. And it was upstairs. Mm-hmm. And we didn't call that the attic, we just called it upstairs. Mm-hmm. Because when you got upstairs, you was up near the roof. reason we lived with my grandmother was because, see, she was alone, and she always wanted to live with my mother, so she always made her home either at our house or we made our home at her house. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you had a little room off your kitchen where you stored your canned goods and all, what would you call it?
No. We stored them in the kitchen, you know. We had what we called